This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. Pasha Shmois, in the beginning of the Inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of turned into Klal Yisrael. It says, Vei bayom ha-rab mahim, bayom ha-smolach mitzrayim, so Klal Yisrael was Zayak and so on. So it says four in Yanim. Vayishma Lakimis Nakosom, that's one. Vayiska Elikimis Brisoi as Avraham as Yitzchak Yaakov. The second one is Zechira. The third one, Vayar Lakimis Bnei Yisrael. Vayeda Lakim. So four different lashonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mesiachis to Klal Yisrael. It's also very, very strange that each one of these has another Shem Elokim. It could have been Vayish Malakim es Nakosom, Vayishka es Bishas Vayitzchak Yaakov. There's no reason why I should say Vayishka Elokim, Vayalakim es Yisrael, Vayeda. There's a repetition of four times Elokim in each one over here. So Ramban notes this. Ramban says that the Soid over here is one of the big Soides, he says, in the Yonim of Torah. It's Al Pidarech HaSoid. It does not Mayrich, it just gives a Mayamokim, and that's that. So the Ramban says that this is obviously these four Sechiris of Elokim. Each one is a separate Inyan, and he leaves it at that. Rebbe Ben Bechaya is Meirich a bit more. Rebbe Ben Bechaya explains that each one of these are separate Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way he explains it. So each one refers to a different element, a different Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one some sort of higher Midah, and that's what we're referring to. The Maral in Gvuras Hashem says that he gives two pshatim in explaining it. Kedarkei, the Maral is basing himself on the on these inyanim. He mentions actually Ramban over here, and he has two mahalchim, whether it's going from most basic to the strongest, or vice versa, from the highest point coming down to Elo HaMaisa. But Akoponim, he's basically explaining that these are different dagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction, and the question is, which direction? That's what the Maral says in Gurayah. So try a little bit Kerkeinu to understand what does come across is that despite the fact that these are four separate inyanim, they really come in pairs in the psukim. You have Vayishma gets paired with Vayiskar, and Vayar gets paired with Vayeda. And it's more than the fact that the psukim are two different psukim. Vayishma is an act, a sort of a sense, a physical act. Vayiskar is something that the mind does. Vayar is again an act, looking, seeing. Vayeda is something that describes a function of the das, of the person. So it is four dargis, but very clearly defined. Each one is a pair. There's a certain what happened. In other words, what quote unquote sense was used, so to speak. And then the Vayiskar, and then we have Vayat, so Vayat Elokim. So we'll try a little bit to explain it, but I first want to be oimed on another Shaila, seemingly very disconnected, but Al Kapanim, I think it'll help us, it'll help us understand a little bit the difference between two of the terms. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaShechiach Tavech Mimishnosai, Malo of Akosakil Mischai Benafshe. Somebody Shechech Tavech Mimishnosai It's Malava Koskim Schreibenafshik. Okay, so Shikha is a very bad thing. But in all of mitzvahs, the whole concept of shogeg is shikha. If he never knew lechatchila, he might be potter. In other words, every mitzvah, every avera is an avera when done knowingly. If you never ever knew that it's that shakuach meikroi, or he never knew it, tinshishba might be totally potter from shogeg. But someone who knew and forgot, he forgot that it's Shabbos, he forgot this malach is asur, and so on. That's when you have the din of shogeg. Shogeg is clearly there to exempt me from penalties. It requires some tshuva for being negligent, for not learning, for whatever it is. But fine. But the whole musig of shogeg is forgetting. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, forgetting is a ptur from a consequence. So why, on what basis do we say Ashechech Tavech Mishnosei Malva Kosov Kilos Chai V'Nafshei? The Mishnah specifies that the only ptur in this problem is if it's ones Tokfala Mishnosei. It was he got sick. It's not. It was ones. How come shogeg? How come shikha is considered shogin kol HaTorah Kula? And how come when it comes to Shrech Tavach Mishnosoi, it's malakos kus chai v'nafsha? So it's true, it's not a halachic penalty, but even the malakos kus chai v'nafsha. So let's go to a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas speaks about the interaction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you know, you said that I've forgotten you. So he says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hatishkach Isha Ula, is a woman ever forget her child? Gam Elis Ishachachna V'Noich Leshkachich. Even these will be forgotten, but I will not forget you. So the Gemara adds to this. And the Gemara says that Tishkach Isha Ula means Klal Yisrael comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Taina. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, I can't forget it. So Klal Yisrael comes back with a problem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's memory is so infallible, quote unquote, obviously we're all talking here for Goloshin Melitza, it's that, you know, it's testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's memory. But they're saying if there's a hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zeich HaNishkachos, then he can dredge up the Chet HaEgel and come back with it. So on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Gam Eilis Yishachachna. Yes, Eila Elehecha Yisrael, that's the statement of Chet of Klal Yisrael, that they went with the eagle. Gam Eilis Yishachachna. Eila, I will forget. So Klal Yisrael says, well, maybe now that there's a mid of forgetting, you'll forget me. V'noichi lor eshkochich. So Anoichi of Maimer HaSinai will not be forgotten. So what does it mean? Where is the element of quote unquote selective memory? Kaisrael is arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. If the Hanhaga Lamala is Zikaron, so then everything goes into it. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, he remembers the good things, but there's the eagle there. If the Hanhaga Lamala is not Zikaron, if there is a Hanhaga Shikha, then there's a chance this will be forgotten. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, there's Hanhaga of That's one anhaga, and then there's anhaga v'nechla shachach. So what's the, how do you exactly explain when this is used? So Mr. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our taina is hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be consistent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu are consistent. So either or. So by answering, there's a selective memory. We don't have in place any understanding on what basis you select. Maybe Chassam the opposite. How do you? There's in this discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're left the same place at the end than before. That's the problem. And the Maral in Gevuras explains. It's not Gevuras. The Maral's Ner Mitzvah. The Maral Ner Mitzvah explains. He mentions it in other places also. And I'll try a little bit to understand. So I want to go back to the first point and understand that pasuk to get this point. There are two senses. There's the sense of shmir and the sense of re'iyah. There's zikaron and there's yediyah. Zikaron is something which applies to an item that's not part of my self. So let's take an example. Let's use a very simple example. I come to a city and I want to know the layout of the streets, which street do I take to get where and so on. So someone tells me, this street, two blocks down, turns to that street, you move, make a right, make a left, and that's where you are. I have a good memory, so I remember these items. Now, when something is in the state of memory, that means the item is really alien to me. But I have a hand, I have a mental handle that I can grip these things with and hold on to them. So when a person memorizes numbers, when a person memorizes streets, anything which you use the word to memorize, that's what we're referring to. And the item is really outside and I'm holding on to it. Imagine a person lives someplace for a long time and he walks every day and is over here. The word memory doesn't apply well. Sometimes it's not the person has to keep always remembering. Okay, I have to go two streets down, make a right for one street, and then make a left the second street. And that's not the way it works. I a lot of times, if you ask a person, sometimes even forget what names the streets are. He just knows. It's become part of his own mitzias of hakara. And that's what we can call yedir. It's something which is part and parcel of his very nature. So Rahman al-San, if it comes a dagger where some physical ailment robs a person of things like that, that's why what things that are like knowing your children, Rahman al-San, then the pshat is it destroys the person. It's not memory as a faculty, it's something about the atzmius. So we distinguish between two ways of quote unquote knowing. One is memory. Memory denotes something outside and something where I have a handle on it and I can hold on to it, but by its very nature, the things outside me. And then I have things that are part of my very core metzias, part of my atzmius, and that's called das, like vodam yodas chava. It becomes part of my mitzias, part of my das. The two faculties that lead up to it, shmir always means that I depend on information that's coming out from the outside. So when you tell me, so going back to the mashal, I'm a stranger in the city. I ask you, who knows exactly how to go, you tell me. It's not a personal experience. It's something it's something coming from the outside. Every shmia, when we're not talking about when a person hears music, it's a pchin of re'iyah, it's a personal experience. Shmia is information that's input by somewhere, but not experience, information. So shmia can lead to schira. Two Adam and Nemanah come to me and they tell me such and such a thing happens, then I know this information and I can retain it as a fact, but that's it. When there's re'iyah, that means there's a personal experience, like when I myself walk the streets. So there, it leads to yediyah. So we have zechira, that's shmir at least a zechira, and re'iyah at least yediyah. Those are four items divided into two, one leading to one leading to the other, one much higher, much deeper than the other. So the Maral says, going back to the answering Dr. Pshat over there in the Pasuk, the Maral says, Elish Kachno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them, is telling Klal Yisrael, I have two hanhagis. One hanhaga of Zechira and one hanhaga of Yediyah. It doesn't quite say the word over there. He's not using the word Yediyah. He's using like an ilah, like an olah's kasha to ilah, but it's the same point. A mother does not remember her child because she memorized the list. It's a very, very different relationship. So the Maral explains over there by Richos and other places, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu chosen Klal Yisrael on the basis of the Maisim, that would fall under the Zechira department, and that would be fair to say, if you remember all the Mitzvahs Tovim do, then unfortunately you remember the Egel also. And if you forgot the Egel, you forgot the Mitzvahs Tovim. That would be equal, and the Taina of Klal Yisrael would be a very powerful Taina. But it's not like that. The Eile is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, these are Maisim, and therefore, it's possible that they fall under the realm of Shikha, and therefore, the only Mida that keeps them alive is Zechira, and Zechira implies that there's Shikha also. If there's a Mida of Zechira, it means Kadosh Baruch Hu must use that Mida in order to bring it up. The Keshav Kansel of Anoichi Lashkochich, Anoichi means the very core and atzmius of Klal Yisrael is a chelik alakai mimal. Their etzem mitzius draws, it's not because of what we did, but because of what we have in ourselves. And the mele that kesher divayin shalom belongs to the world of Yediyah, and there is no makom over there for shikha. The word anoichi, when I say the word ani, so ani is part of a group. Ani, ata, and hu. So it belongs to the world of outside information. Did he do it? Did you do it? And so on. When I say, so it's a question of who did something. I did it, you did it, he did it, are equal. When I say, I feel bad or I feel good, and I say you feel good or feel bad, it's two separate worlds. When I'm talking about the other person, it's information, it's zechira. When I'm talking about myself, the word anochi implies self in a way that's not shayach to anything outside. It's atzmius, it's self. And therefore, anochi, like eshkochech, means the kesher of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the world of anochi, and b'meila, There's no shikha. That's the way the Maral explains the back and forth of the Gemara. So we have two mahalchim of kesher. One is shmiyah zechira. One is riyah yediyah. And we have the Gemara that explains that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes uses this for certain yonim, and for the etzem bechira of Klal Yisrael. The Maral speaks a lot about the bechira of Klal Yisrael is not for because of as a reward for what they did, but because of who they are. It doesn't mean you get schar for what you are, because if you didn't bring out the poel, it's a bigger kitro. But what we do get, the good things we get, is because of the atzmius of Klal Yisrael. That's the morale of it. Now let's go back to the Gemara of Ashecheach, and let's understand the difference. The world of Torah and the world of mitzvahs. The world of mitzvahs, in terms of the things that we do, that are Devarim Tovim, are all coming from the world of Shmia. Asher kitzanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. You've commanded us. The kli to be Tovis Shmia, to be Tovis Tzivui, is Shmia. Every time a person does a mitzvah is always outside of him. I'm taking a lulav and esrog, I'm blowing a shofar, even though I'm holding it, but it's be'etzem some chafetz outside of me. And that belongs to the world of zechira. It belongs to the world of shmia. I'm being shemea b'koil Hashem. And now I am doing a pa'ula based on that. On Torah, it says, Ato har'esa l'das is my Torah. Ke'atem re'isa, ro'yim esakolos. Re'ia is chala matan Torah. Because Torah is something that becomes yidia. So the effect of Talmud Torah, if done appropriately, resides in the person's das rather than the person's zikaron, and it's a very, very different place than the world of mitzvahs. So the world of mitzvahs is similar to Shmia, because at the end of the day, it's the most, the shlemus that a person does in a mitzvah is when he does it. Ashek Shansa Tzivanu. The Gemara asked, Lama Taikin? Rachman Amat Tiku is so Taikin. That's the shlemus of the mitzvah. Certainly, time and mitzvahs are good and they're wonderful, so on, but they don't belong to the mitzvah itself. So that's so mitzvah itself is shmia and zechira. The world of Torah is the world of re'ia, atem re'isem, and yedia is the shlemus of Torah. The many nafkaminas, but one nafkamina is a person who forgets to do a mitzvah. He forgets that Shabbos is today, this is Asa. So there's an avla to it, but he's not mufka from it. The fact that I didn't get around to doing it. A person who forgets outside items. I forgot the phone number. So it could be my memory is a bit weaker. It could be it's a difficult number. I'm the tarot, I can excuse it, and it doesn't show that something is missing in a person. But if a person doesn't recognize their own child, or a person forgets their own streets that he's walking on, that's not a weaker memory. That means a piece of the person is missing. And that's a hafgah from the etzem tzuras adam. So we have two different areas that we're supposed to hold on to. One is an outside thing, and one is be'etzem. If a person forgets to do a mitzvah, there's an element of Avla. Why weren't you careful enough? A carbon. He's potter from the Etzim Einish because he's not Shayach to Etzim Avera, but there's some element of negligence. If a person is Shaykhiyach del Ve'echad Mitalmudai, then the person himself is doing something which is Be'etzim. It shows that the Torah was also just something in his pocket. It wasn't part of himself. The Shaykhiyach del Ve'echad Mitalmudai means that that's something that should be the atzmis of the person. I heard from a chava mine, his father was a huge Talmid Chacham, a big, big Talmid Chacham in Israel, that his father was sick the last few years of his life, his memory went. He said at a point he couldn't remember his family members. He just didn't acknowledge them. There were two Bachim sitting there. Two young lights were sitting there. They were learning. They were going on Tikkun Ezer. And they said, they said something that, and his father just muttered the words the way they should be. When something is part of the etzim mitzias of the person, it's as deep as the person is. It's interesting that even the Olam HaMitzvahs, there are two mitzvahs. One is more shayach, the Talmud Torah, one is Shayach less a little bit, and you see the pronounced difference. Talis and Tefillin are both meant to profound mitzvahs. Talis is a Tashmishi mitzvah. There is no Torah in the Talis, and therefore the more it's Shokel Kenegel all the mitzvahs. Was Zechartem Shkodesh Hashem by Sisi Moisam. It's zechira. The most atalus is zechira of kala, of all the mitzvahs kula, and that's atifa. It's an outside thing which wraps a person around, but it always remains by definition atifa is an outside thing. Tefillin is a bridge somewhere. Tefillin is koilal divrei Torah, and that's why it's tashmishi kedusha, and it's something which has in itself a person takes divrei Torah and ties them to himself. That's the kshira of these passions to the person, and on that, in the psukim, that's no. It's a cotton. It's a the mocker is a late. It's a kabbalistic mocker. But v'yastich la'olam v'yadatas Hashem. We say v'yadatas Hashem associated with Philip. Because there's that element of Torah and Kshira to the person, so that is a mitzvah, but it somehow dovetails with the world of Yediyah and the world of Atzmis to the person. Yadata Hashem is something that we can shtel to this chelik of the person. So we have the mitzvah the world of mitzvahs and the world of Torah. Going back to the original pasuk, when we have Akadosh Baruch Hu's response to Klal Yisrael came from Madrega to Madrega to Madrega to Madrega. In other words, the hanhagas that we have are parallel to hanhagas that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, and therefore these are four midas, one on top of the other by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel. There's Shmiya, Zechira, Re'i Yediyah, Nafkemina. The big Nafkemina is if there could ever be Hasara or not. And then there is that's the difference over there. And Zelumaseh, we have, these are daggers that we have that go from the outside to the inside, and the nafkemina is where it's shayach to the person and how deep it's shayach to the person, and so on. So anoich l'ashkach, the anoich of matan Torah, of Talmud Torah, is the anoich when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says anoichi, that for us is the shayach of Talmud Torah. It's an anoich of the kavan and tfisa. I want to take a few moments and reflect on the inyan of Talmud Torah and the chashivas of Talmud Torah. In a way that is a whole different world than all of our mitzvahs. We tend to think there's a lot of mitzvahs. Each mitzvah is on school. Talmud Torah is a very, very chashu mitzvah. It's teicha, it's more important than any other mitzvah except for mitzvah of shasaisa. We tend to think of it in the realm of mitzvahs. So if we ask ourselves, what are we doing here and now? We're doing another mitzvah, a wonderful mitzvah, a very big mitzvah, and so on. We tend to put it together in the world of mitzvahs. So it's true that the Maisa of Talmud Torah itself is a Maisa mitzvah. There's bracha on it, and the person became mitzvahs, and so on. But if a person doesn't understand the difference, then the person's approach to it, the person's tfisa in it, is very different. If a person understands it as another activity that I do, then it means that it's something outside of me. It certainly has an effect on me, like all mitzvahs have. All mitzvahs have a very positive effect. They mean they change, make me a better person, and so on. But that falls so short of Talmud Torah. If we're to ask ourselves in terms, if a person wants to make the world of Ruchnius part and part of his Metzias, part and part of his self, this ain't a doima one to the other. Mitzvahs will always be an outside thing. And we can hold on to it. It will shape us. It gives us char, all good and well. It's never what we are. What we are is what's the tfisa that we have in Ruchnius. Re'ia and das shape. Re'ia shapes who we are, and das is who we are. What's our tfisa? What is our, when we speak, when the Gemara speaks about Ben Olam Haba, Ben Iro. Ben Iro means I'm a natural citizen over here. If I need a map, if I need my memory, if I need to think before I walk the streets, I'm not a Ben Iro. That's not my year. It's only when it's natural for me to walk the streets, it is for me to walk. It's part of my mitzias atzmias. It means that the Havana and learning, the re'iyah in learning is not just a chetimtza to know it well. If a person doesn't, that which we don't understand is never part of ourself. It's an outside thing. Whatever it is that we understand and the more we understand it, the more we live the havana of it, the more this is who we are. So the time spent on understanding Torah, on trying to dehear and understand how it works, why it works, what the inyanim are, everything that goes into Havana is re'ia. That's the re'ia is yes, I get it. So when people ask, why is it so important to gain understanding? Why can't I just know and so on? Because then you don't have real Talmud Torah. Real Talmud Torah is re'iyah as opposed to shmiyah. And the difference is that one is zechira and one is yediyah. One is something which a person has to hold on to. And it's quite possible that a person can lose it. So yes, it's a good thing that a person can lose bad things he did. If a person moves away, moves past things that he did were wrong, that's why there's a mid of shikha. Gamela is something which it refers to a thing, but a thing outside of me. So gamela is shachachna. But things that are part of my own metzias, things that are mitzarev to the person's anoichi, those are things that shechazat chal on it. This becomes part of the person's yediyah and part of the person's metzias. And understanding that that's the measure of a person. What we do, we get schar for. So it's like the mashal, if somebody comes to my house and he says I need help schlepping stuff, the person goes and he pulls boxes and so on and so forth. What's the person doing? He's schlepping boxes. Is he a porter? No, that depends on something else. The what the person did, you get schar for. What the person is depends what your basic tfisa and your basic avon is. The time and the years that a person spends learning is what makes the person. The more the learning is re'iyadik, the more the person understands it, sees it, the more it's something that becomes yediyah and becomes atzmis of the person. And whatever is the atzmis of the person and is mitzurif to his yediyah, on that, there's the haftach and there's the midah of anoichel lo yasash kochen. Chams.